number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Yeah, no, the Sun made
616.
The Sun made damn sure I knew who was boss. And any hopes I thought of me being 44 years old and still having a full head of hair is right out the window.
The sun gives no F's about what's on your head.
Yeah, man.
Unless it's a hat.
And I felt it, and I'm like, oh, it's happening.
It's one of those things that happens.
Yeah.
What are you, 44?
Yeah. Yeah. I just... You know what? But if I want to do something about it, but then I know if I do something about it, you guys, the ball breaking will be relentless.
Yeah, but we've... I thought we all had this in common. We all said we would never... Are you thinking you'd do something with your hair?
I'm saying this.
Oh, no.
I'm saying this. I am more open to sitting down and discussing my options with people or doctors than I ever have been before. It's easy to say no when you don't have to deal with it. Yeah, I would never do that. And then someone's like, oh, really, Junior? Sit down.
I will talk about it next. Roger JP, 102.3 WDAB, Long Island's number one rock station. What do you think a teacher's going to look like this year? 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 6:21. So I guess it's just a way that it kind of like you discovered a truth about yourself when the sun in Hawaii burned the top of your head, where there's way less hair than you actually maybe pictured in your head.
Right.
You might have pictured it as more hair.
Because you see yourself from the front, be like, okay, you know, I get the little receding part in the front. Every dude gets that. I can hold on to that. But as long as the top is all cool and the back is all cool, you know, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. And then, you know, over the course of the week, I guess I'm not really that good because I felt the top of my hair and I was like, oh, that's.
Yeah, it thins out quicker and more than you think.
Yeah, shut up.
Your brain is ahead of it because you never look at the back of your head.
I know.
So you think you still have hair from like 3 years ago?
I know. It sucks. I know. And I'm, I know what I said, but I'm definitely, what is it? Well, go ahead.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
You know, there's a theory that goes around and says if you're around someone long enough or married to someone long enough, you begin to look like them. CJP, you've been around Roger a long time. That's why you're beginning to bald.
Yeah, it's funny because it's not like, because I'll go get a haircut and... Like, the girl there will be like, you know, you still have a good head of hair. And she'll almost make me believe it. And then I'm like, on vacation, I felt the top of my head. I'm like, oh, the top of my head is peeling. The top of my head is peeling. That means the sun can get through the thick mane of hair that once was there.
The thick mane.
Blame it on Roger.
I'm not going to blame it on Roger, dude. It's just a big kick in the balls is what it is.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Like, when I was getting heavy, I can fix that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All I had to do is put the work in. I can fix that. I can go from heavy. I can eat right. I can work out. I can lose the weight, and I can get back to a place that I want to be. That's right. In my control.
Right.
This is not in my control, or is it?
Yeah.
Because now
I haven't seen anything yet that
when women start,
tricks me.
When women, well, that's my question. When women start to not feel good about something about themselves, like they don't like that, maybe their breasts got saggy as they got older, or they have a little fupa and they want to get rid of it, and they go get something done. Guys are all encouraging. Go ahead, man. If that's going to make you feel good, go do it. I mean, we did that whole Pimp My Bride contest. Remember
right,
that?
Right, right, sure.
And all that. So now that I'm sitting down, this happened, and I'll be like, huh, you know, they came to me about that neograph thing. I wonder if... You know, I just don't know anybody who's got it done. From what I understand is they take some lasers. They use freaking laser beams or something along those lines. And they use your hair and they put it back on top.
Mm.
And it used to be where there would be a line, but there's no more line anymore.
Really?
Let's just say this.
I never met a guy who I couldn't tell he got something done with his hair.
Or some guy's got a great head of hair and you never even questioned if it's real or it's not.
But then that's
the other thing. I just want to talk to somebody who has gone and had it done and said, you know what? I had it done. And if it's and if it worked, like if I saw your before and after pictures and you're cool, I'm in. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, and here's the question. Even if it works and it looks great, you guys will break my balls. And I get it. Trust me, I understand it.
Of course.
But why is it okay for a woman to want themselves to do stuff, to take measures into their own hands, to make themselves feel good about themselves?
Right.
But when a guy does it, he's a pussy.
said the man who had his balls waxed three times.
Well, that was
because
I lost a bet, and then I liked it.
We all said shave your head. It's easy.
I know, but I can't do that.
624, here's Ted.
Here's Ted.
Your BAB security Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 628. JP got his bald spot, I guess you could say, sunburned.
It's not
in,
a bald
Hawaii.
Spot. My hair,
it's almost there.
My hair on top is thinning.
Right.
But I wouldn't go using the term bald spot. Bald spot means it's bare and it's bare. There's no bare yet.
Mm.
But.
There's no bare.
There's no, well, it's thinner, but there's no that bald spot. Like yeah. Buzzkill's getting like Buzzkill's that bald spot in the back of his head.
Right.
You know, I don't have that, but I'm thinning on top.
Mm.
And I came face to face with it, unless you're telling me something I don't know.
Well, if you turn around, I mean, generally there's going to be a spot and then it grows and the thinning around it hardly makes a difference. I mean, in general, it just, you know, you can sit there and tell yourself, I got four hairs
spoken
there.
Spoken like a true pro.
Exactly. Exactly. You can tell yourself all day that not really. There's not a lot of hair. Just look at a flash picture from over your head. That'll tell you how much hair you don't have.
Shut up.
That's all you need.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Billy Mack, Private Eye, what's going on?
Hey, Brett, feel better. I worked with a guy in the early 90s.
With us?
From like the front to the back. And then pulled up on the side and stitched it together to try to get the hair to meet. It looked like the most painful thing ever. I told him if it got done again, he'd look like a German Shepherd because his ears would be sticking out over the top of his head.
Yeah, no, man, I don't want... I'm okay with wrinkles. I'm okay with that kind of stuff because that, to me, is...
It's just happening.
But, you know, something about my hair thinning is making me somewhat crazy.
I think you just look for things to make you nuts.
No, dude. No, trust me. I don't look for things to make me nuts.
Thanks, Billy.
I promise you that. I spend most of my life trying to not get myself crazy.
All right. So the hair thing is your thing. That's the thing that's got in your head that you think, maybe this I should fix.
Right. But I don't want to take pills. I don't want to take, you know, that Rogaine stuff. They tell you, you put that on there. Next thing you know, I'm growing like... A full head of hair on my kneecap. Yeah. I'm not.
Patch of hair on your arm.
Right.
I don't know. That's its reputation. Maybe it's improved.
You end up with a unibrow. I don't want that.
102.3 WBAB. Roger, JP. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 633. So, guys, what'd you do when you started, like losing your hair, and you're like, I gotta either do something about it or just give it up. You let it go bald like I'm doing where, I get it kind of shaved a little shorter each time, but eventually, I guess, you just shave it all off, which is kind of like the conclusion we all came to a long time ago, but now you're starting to think maybe you'll do something about it.
Right, because I don't have to shave it all off. I'm not in a place where I have to shave it all off, but the stuff that they're doing now, what's it called? Is it called Neograft, Brett?
I believe so.
Is that what's called? If you go in and you do that now, I kind of feel like... I can get away, like, you would look at me, if you just met me for the first time, not knowing me, you would know. Mm. I'm interested in that.
Joe's on the line, who went with us to Vegas with his son last year for Manuary. Hey, Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good day. You guys had a great vacation. And, Raj, when nobody's looking, slip him that phone number for the doctor that you're taking care of your low T.
It's not a testosterone thing. I just had all those levels checked. My testosterone, believe it or not, is perfect.
They told you it's in the range. That doesn't mean it's perfect.
No, I'm on the higher end of the range. That's
good for
the thing.
You.
Don't feel bad, JP. I'm in the same boat, man. I got sunburned down in Florida.
Right. But if there's a way to avoid,
and Joe's got a nice head. What are you doing, Joe? What are you going to do,
bro? Eventually, you guys just shave it off. That's all.
I can't. Yeah, I always said that until I'm dealing with it, and I can't. I'm not going to be good bald.
You shaved your head pretty low.
There are guys like my buddy Chuck, who can pull off bald.
Yeah.
Every black guy can pull off bald, no problem. White guys cannot always pull off bald.
Right.
This guy cannot pull off bald. No, no way.
All right.
No.
I thought for sure. I mean, that's such an easy solution with everybody just shaving their heads now. You won't even stick out in the crowd.
Not me. Not me, I'm telling you. No way.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP.
The fear is
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 6:40 Monday morning, back from vacation, and on vacation, JP got sunburned on the bald spot in the back of his head.
It's not a bald spot.
Well, isn't that what you called it before?
No, it's the thinning area on top.
Oh, it's not bald yet?
Right.
But it was enough for the sun to get through there and your skin to peel.
Yeah. To where there was once a nice thick mane, which was UV proof.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's the thing. I mean, it used to be I never, ever had to worry about that before.
It would take a lot, yeah.
No, it would never happen.
Yeah.
And then as it happened this, I'm like, oh, this happened like last summer too, didn't it?
Yeah.
And you forget, but then you get
process.
You get paid, yeah.
It just goes. And you don't realize it in the back because you're looking in the mirror in the front every day. You don't look in the back.
No. But it's not for me. It doesn't feel like it's in the back. It's like, boom, the top.
Mm-hmm. Keep telling yourself that.
No, here.
Every guy gets it like here forward. You know what I mean? The male pattern baldness. I mean, I think it's the same as everybody else. You start it in the front, go on each side of center, going back. And then you get it around the crown thing, you know.
Throw myself off a flight of stairs.
A lot more you're going to get than everybody else gets, too. No reason to throw yourself off a flight of stairs.
No, you see, but the stuff, like, that stuff I can deal with. Yeah. If you told me, like, wrinkles, whatever the hell it is, I'm okay.
Everybody gets this stuff.
Now you look weathered. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Keith
Rugged
Richards.
Like Clint Eastwood.
All these guys still have that. Keith Richards got a full head of hair.
Yeah.
What are all these rock... Think about it. All these rock stars, none of them are bald. You know what I'm saying? Keith Richards, full head of hair. Mick Jagger, full head of hair. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Give me that.
But they got a case of like elephant skin wrinkles, so you don't want that.
But I'll take that. He still looks cool. You can't look cool and be like.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What do you got? Go ahead.
JP, my cousin had that done. He had it done probably 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
His hairline was all the way back. He didn't fill it all the way into the front because he didn't have enough money, but he filled it a lot, and you cannot tell.
Yeah.
It grows in the same color as he turned a little gray over the years. It turned the same color. He's probably listening right now.
But like, does it continue to grow back, or do you lose it again and I have to start over again?
No. It continues to grow. It doesn't stop growing.
Right, but the parts that's thinning now,
yeah.
I do the neograft or whatever the hell it's called, and now that works. But then the rest of the stuff, as being a man, you start to lose that. You got to do it again?
No, well, I'll tell you what happened. His was the crown of his head, the whole crown of his head.
Right.
And he filled in from the back towards the front, probably like, I'd say like 2.5-3 inches to make it look forward. He's not all the way up to the front of his head, so it's wide.
I'm at a point now where if I started to do it and you didn't know me and it was done well, you probably would never even tell I had it done.
Right.
No, I got to tell you, and I know my cousin and you can't tell.
Thanks, brother. See, that's what makes me want to think about it.
That was 10 years ago, he said.
Right.
Well, nobody could ever tell.
And now I think
everybody would do it.
Like laser beams, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they do? Like, there's like lasers or robots or something. Yeah. I think there's robots.
Yeah, there's robots and laser beams and fairy dust. The kid from Yu-Gi-Oh! Comes in and he starts laser beaming your head. Sure.
I
saw a little Yu-Gi-Oh! Over the weekend.
The hell is Yu-Gi-Oh!
Over the week. My 5-year-old nephew. Yu-Gi-Oh! You never saw it? Yu-Gi-Oh! Whatever it is?
No.
Oh, the kid's got lasers. It solves everything. Wow, lasers and superpowers. That's what you need for your head.
You should have got out of fairy dust. You had it. You are on fire. You went to Yu-Gi-Oh! We're like, huh?
It's all magic. All good. Yeah. I'm sorry you don't know that experience.
Yeah.
Your son just missed it by a couple years, I guess.
Whatever.
All right, 6:43. It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Your BAB security.
7, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Hey, when your hair starts thinning or whatever, you know, you got like two options. Do something that adds hair to your head or shave your head.
Yeah.
And so JP, after getting sunburned on vacation.
I'm not shaving, but I do want to talk
about
to
something.
Brett went that route. I want to talk to you about it in a minute.
Hey, good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, I felt bad for JP, so I looked up a few things. Listen, there's a taxidermy right in Deer Park. This guy, Sal, he sells meerkats and foxes. You can get something stapled right up there. And you'll look perfectly normal, just like everybody else. And think about the commercial possibilities. You know, JP on the radio. Hey, Sal, taxidermy here. He hooked me up with a beautiful meerkat for my head. You can get it for free. You can just about get it for free, buddy.
A meerkat pelt is priceless. That's awesome.
I bet you even Brett can give you some sounds that like make an animal sound. You can make the commercial real realistic, like, you know?
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Your kid's on your front lawn. Bye.
Well, that's not untrue.
At least my kids don't go outside and poop on the lawn. Make fun of me all you want, prick.
6:49. Time now for the stuff you need to know, brought to you by Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and here's Ted.
Tomorrow's primary day.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 655.
Brett, you bit the bullet on the whole hair thing, huh?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Your first time, when you worked on the show the first time, you had hair.
Yeah, I was starting to go a little bit in the back. I was kind of in a situation where you are right now, and then over the years I kind of kept it short, but, you know, little by little, and I'm like, all right.
That's the other thing the hair chick told me. She's like, the shorter you cut it, the fuller it looks. But he's able to pull off bald. And I don't know if it's just because I look at him every day and I don't even think about it, or...
Now, I did Rogaine at the time and kept the hair that I had. It did something to my blood count, though, where, I don't know, it screwed up the red cell or the white. I forget what it did, so I stopped it. Propecia, I know you mentioned before about...
Impotence?
Affecting down there. I looked into it, and because of...
Those routes.
I didn't take Propecia. I looked into it, though.
No, but you did the Rogaine.
We did the Rogaine for a while. Yeah. Well, I don't want to be where I am right now as far as the shaved head. It is easier, I guess.
See, I don't get pulling off bald. I've never seen a guy not pull off bald. There's so many bald guys now. Everybody pulls off bald.
No, they don't.
Well, who doesn't?
No, there's plenty of guys.
Point out a guy in a crowd. Guys are just bald everywhere.
Sometimes if you're too skinny or you got a misshaped head.
Yeah.
You know.
Not every guy. Listen, again, I'll say it loudly.
Is yours misshapen? Is that what the problem is?
I'll say it loudly and proudly.
Yeah.
Every black guy can pull off bald.
Of course.
Not every white guy can pull off bald.
It's less and less because everybody seems to be like shaving their heads. That's why I'm saying. It's way less of a... Bald, you know what I mean? Now all of a sudden everybody's bald.
Everybody's not shaving their heads. People who, like Brett said, Brett didn't want to shave his head.
Mm-hmm.
He just decided to go that route. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I, you know, talk to one of these dudes, that I'm in a place right now where I could save it. If I wait another year, I'm going to not have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, you know, be bald if I don't have to be.
I would love to get hair back, you know, if that Neograph procedure works. Which it sounds like it does.
You guys keep saying that, so that's the newest thing.
Yeah. Well, they say it's non-surgical, right?
They say it's non-surgical.
It doesn't leave a scar, which has always been the fear of mine, because you see those guys who have had it, and when they have that line in the back.
Right.
Where they pull the hair out.
Where they pulled their hair out to get the hair on the top of their head.
So I
don't want that.
If you grew hair now, like if you let it, because you obviously shave it with a razor.
No, there's a hand electric razor, which is made for shaving the head.
I was going to say, because it goes right to the skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you let it come back now, where would it be? Just on the sides?
It would be on the sides, and it would be on the top in
the very middle. Yeah.
And I could probably have it go forward a little bit if I really...
But you'd have a big gaping hole towards the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I would love to do it. But it's just, you know, like you said, the stigma with look at him now. Now he's got hair. Look at this guy.
Why?
Now I wouldn't get this big rug in my head, which a lot of people, I think, make a mistake with.
No.
Is that they go from nothing to, look at this giant wavy game show host hair.
No, but you know what, dude? Pelt?
I got to be honest with you. I don't think you should. If I were you, I wouldn't even go to it now. Because everybody you know and everybody you meet now, they're used to you that way.
I guess.
I don't want to, you know, I feel like I can get ahead of it now if I do it now. Like I said,
yeah, you're
if
in
I,
a good spot.
If I wait a year.
He's in a good place, Brett.
You're in a good place.
I'm in a really good place right now, Ted.
Crying with my sunburned head.
Yeah. Pulling chunks of skin off my head. I'm in a really good place right now. Oh, look at this. Who knew the dry skin off the top of your head is tasty? But I'm in a really good place right now.
The girl cuts my hair and says it's really full head.
Right.
Says I still got time.
I'm in a really good
lying.
I'm in a really good place.
All right, 6:59.
That concludes the balding portion of the program.
Ted still got a lot of his hair.
Yeah.
I got the spot in the back, too.
It's starting to go,
In the back, yeah.
Here's Ted with the Rhodes.